Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
In our new series, Curious Louisville, we answer your questions about our city, and today we turn our attention to the rivalry between University of Louisville and the University of Kentucky men's basketball teams. Some call it the greatest rivalry in college basketball. Both programs have a lot to boast about.
We are everywhere. No corner is left untouched by the blue mist.
We've been the number one revenue producer in college basketball. We've been the number one TV market. We've been top three in attendance.
You know, it's only a big game if we win. If not, it was the next game, move on.
I want to be little brother. But my ultimate goal is I want little brother to be 6'4", 285.
Some remarks in recent years from UK coach John Calipari, Cardinals coach Rick Pitino, and U of L athletics director Tom Jurich. The Cardinals and Wildcats renew their regular season rivalry tomorrow night at the KFC Yum Center. Here's WFPL's Rick Howlett with the latest Curious Louisville question.
Our question comes from Leah Roberts, an actress for Stage One Family Theater, an analyst for Humana, and an avid Cardinals fan. We met up at the Kentucky Center for the Arts, where she just finished a Christmas performance.
My question was, what is the ratio of UK to U of L fans in Louisville?
She says the question came to her while surveying the crowds at Rupp Arena, the home of the Cats, and the KFC Yum Center, the Cardinals' home.
Whenever you're in Lexington, it's a sea of blue, smatterings of red here or there. But when you're in Louisville, it seems like you see a lot of UK fans.
First, disclosure. I'm a University of Kentucky graduate and fan, but also root for Louisville unless they're playing the Wildcats. More on that shortly. Now, a bit of history. Kentucky got a head start over Louisville in establishing a major basketball program. Under Coach Adolf Rupp, UK won the first of its eight national titles in 1948 and started building a large fan base. UK's most recent title came in 2012 after the arrival of current coach John Calipari. Louisville has had a basketball program since the 1940s when it was a small municipal school, but didn't emerge into a national power until decades later. Under Coach Denny Crum, the Cards won national titles in 1980 and 1986. The program has continued to thrive under Crum's successor, former UK coach Rick Pitino, winning it all again in 2013. Jefferson County used to be dominated by Big Blue, but U of L's growth as an institution and its successes in basketball and other sports have boosted its fan base here. Even more than a decade ago, a Courier-Journal Bluegrass State poll found that the majority of respondents preferred U of L men's basketball and football to UK. Since then, both basketball programs have won NCAA titles, and assuming recent scandals that rocked U of L haven't cost them a lot of fans, it would seem logical that the Cardinals have held on to their edge or even increased it in Jefferson County. But statewide, the Wildcats still hold a large lead. A public policy survey last year found 66% of Kentuckians considered themselves UK fans. 19% called themselves Louisville fans. That difference might help explain the proliferation of blue shirts at the Yum Center, but then there's also the unofficial UK slogan.
The saying is, blue gets in. They find their way in.
That's Tom Leach, the radio voice of the Wildcats, describing UK fans' ability to invade opposing arenas beyond their allotment of tickets. That elicits an eye roll from many diehard U of L fans, and it leads to another directly related question. Is it possible to be both a Louisville and Kentucky fan?
Yes, people can, although it's weird.
Rick Grieve is a professor of psychology at Western Kentucky University, where he studies sports rivalries and fan followings. He spoke about the U of L-UK rivalry at the Louisville Forum last week.
The way this works is I'm a fan of both teams, and I want them both to do well until they play each other. And then at that point, you've got to make a decision.
That's what Patrick Schmidt deals with often as both an attorney living in Louisville and president of the 4,400-member UK Alumni Association of Greater Louisville.
The rest of the state's kind of insulated from U of L success, I think, to some extent. I have to hear it more.
In his position, Schmidt has to work and play nice with the Cardinal faithful, in addition to fans and his own family. He says the rivalry actually helped strengthen the bond between him and his grandfather, a staunch Cardinal supporter.
Some of my, you know, favorite memories are me and my grandfather going out with my friends to bars to watch U of L or UK play, and cheering as hard for each other's team as we were, you know. Again, when we were playing each other, we were at each other's throats. But, you know, Grandpa softened me on U of L.
But most fans aren't so magnanimous. 56% of the people who responded to a poll on WFPL.org said it's not possible to be both a UK and U of L fan. And the voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leach, agrees. He believes for most fans, you can't have it both ways.
There's a certain level of fandom that I think most fans get to where it's hard to then say you're rooting for your rival. So you can respect them, but I don't know that people will root for them.
Questioner Leah Roberts has reached that level of fandom.
I started off, you know what, I'll root for UK anytime they're not playing U of L. But I quickly learned that wasn't feasible for me to continue. I now root for anyone who's playing against UK.
Now, Louisville's Waterfront Development Corporation is capitalizing on the rivalry. Over the past week or so, the corporation's been soliciting donations in the name of either U of L or UK, urging fans to support their team. The top vote-getters' colors will light the Big Four bridge. The results are in. The competition raised $7,000 for Waterfront Development. The lead changed hands several times. The Big Four bridge will be bathed in cardinal red. I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.